Maybe you saw the image this past Martin Luther King Day. Maybe you saw it last MLK Day. It went viral both times. It's an illustration of two well-known men. On the right, Dr. Martin Luther King, one dark finger pressed to his lips, a shush, his other hand extended and covering the mouth of a tweeting, red-capped Donald Trump. It's called My Brother's Keeper. It's the work of 31-year-old Philadelphia-based artist Watson Meer, and it took on even more power for many this week because Watson is the son of Haitian immigrants, and MLK Day came just after the president reportedly said, "Why do we need more Haitians? Take them out," in that closed-door meeting with lawmakers, grouping the country with African nations with a vulgar phrase. We had wanted to talk to Watson about his work, which he makes on his computer using Microsoft Paint and a mouse, and his life. He didn't speak until he was 4 years old, and his teachers taught him how to draw, gave him some of the computer tools so that he could express himself. Gradually, he found his voice and his art. But now seemed like a good moment to call him up. Watson Meer joins us from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So the White House didn't deny those comments the day they were reported. This week, the president said he wants immigrants from everywhere. Your thoughts when you heard those words reported and saw your piece go viral again?
Well, when I first heard the words reported, I initially was very disheartened, especially since it was around the anniversary of the earthquake of 2010 that hit Haiti. And around that time of the year, that's usually a time where Haitians around the world, millions, we grieve and we remembered the lost ones that were killed because of the earthquake.
Almost 300,000 Haitians died.
Yes, yeah. An unimaginable number.
Yeah.
Just seeing the images and my relatives that were in Haiti, just hearing their accounts of like how horrific it was and loved ones that they actually lost. Usually that's a time where Haitians, we grieve. It happened about 8 years ago now, but it's still something that hits us all really deeply around that time of the year. So
yeah.
That combined with the alleged remarks, I tend to not try to allow anything that the news or he says affect me, but that really hit somewhere deep.
Well, and people began responding. Columnist Renee Graham wrote about people of color jumping onto social media to talk about how skilled they are. You know, a woman from Sudan writes, "I have 3 degrees. I speak 3 languages. I'm published." Another man wrote, "I went to war. I have a Purple Heart." How did you feel like responding? You know, did you feel like responding?
It was more so, I wouldn't consider Haiti that, first of all. Haiti is an extremely beautiful country with some of the most beautiful, most creative, most vibrant people in the world that you'll ever meet. Haiti has contributed so much to the America, U.S. history. Because of the Haitian Revolution, America was able to purchase the Louisiana Territory from the French. Like cities like Chicago was actually founded by a Haitian. So Haitian contribution to this country is plenty, and so I just couldn't imagine that someone could say something about a country that has like just contributed so much to the world. So.
Yeah. Well, and just to finish the thought with Renee Graham, she went on to say, this idea of feeling that you have to defend yourself, it's called respectability politics. Before that, uplift suasion. You know, people of color feeling if I just point out that I can behave in a certain way, whites will like me, you know. Renee says that's beneath people of color. We shouldn't have to, you know, defend who we are. Mm. But you also have another outlet, which is, you know, your artwork. What did you feel when you saw your piece go viral again, Martin Luther King and Donald Trump?
To be completely honest with you, it was surreal. I wasn't really expecting that at all. I released it last year, mainly because I just wanted to do something in honor of Dr. King. And it just so happened that Martin Luther King Day was a week before the inauguration, and the atmosphere and of the entire country. My spirit just gave me the vision of the image that I ultimately created. But in terms of it actually going viral once again, that was just something that was I didn't imagine, and it really caught me by surprise.
Yeah. Well, you say your spirit moved you. To say what? Martin Luther King, it's very gentle. You know, he's gently shushing Donald Trump.
Yes, because of what I know of the history and the legacy of Dr. King, his message of equality, peaceful equality. So I didn't want to do anything that was too aggressive. I didn't want to do anything that was a caricature of either one of them. I wanted to just do something that would be completely honest and real. And that's why the piece is called My Brother's Keeper. It's not, I just wanted to take on his spirit of just saying, you know, giving out that message of equality that Dr. King was, that he embedded in all of us to possibly lead, have that leadership lead Trump into, you know, with the messages that he has been giving. I don't feel like they've been in line with Dr. King's message of equality.
Donald Trump is tweeting in that picture something about leadership, maybe.
True. I would say so.
Well, we talked about this idea of having to defend yourself and defend the Haitian people and try to be, as Rene Graham pointed out, you know, more white, you know, so to be accepted by whites. You seem to go the other way in your work. You celebrate your blackness.
Yes.
Big hair, African features. And we'll have posted it here in now.org. I have it in, embedded in my head, you know, women with hair piled 4 feet high. What are you saying?
Basically, what I'm saying is that it's okay to embrace yourself. It's okay to, and not even if you're African American, but whoever you are, it's okay to embrace whoever you are. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't make sense to try to like alter who you are just to be quote unquote professional. You can be professional and at the same time, like embrace your roots. So I basically just wanted to create images because I remember going to a museum. It was beautiful art in the museum. I loved it, but I didn't see anything that represented me or my culture. Like, so I rather than complain about it, I said, you know what? I have a skill that God's blessed me with. Why not go out there and create the art that I wanted to see? And also like just show people that it's okay to be yourself. Okay to like embrace yourself.
It's not just museums. You're working on a piece called Google Search Beauty. And we did.
Yes.
And if you Google search the word beauty, well, what'd you find?
You know, that's actually something. Yeah, exactly. Well, when I Google searched the word beauty, there were beautiful images of beautiful women, but it wasn't as diverse as I thought it could possibly be. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna diversify it a little bit and have an African American woman and having her hair out and just embracing herself and letting her know that that's beautiful as well. No matter what your race is, no matter what your whatever your body form, like you're beautiful and you're just in your natural self.
Talk about the influence of Basquiat, the Brooklyn graffiti artist who rose to huge fame before an early death. His symbol was a crown. Yeah. Yours looks something like his, your symbol on your website. And you celebrate him in one of your pieces. You've got the Basquiat crown there that used to be his graffiti. And what are the letters? Same old.
S-A-M-O.
S-A-M-O, yep, same old. Mm-hmm. And a picture of a young man. What's his influence on you? What does that crown mean to you?
Basquiat has been a huge influence on me. I remember as a kid in high school, just researching like, you know, famous black artists and like finding Basquiat and just discovering his work for the first time. And then also discovering that he's actually of Haitian descent. He's Haitian and Puerto Rican. Similar to me, he grew up in very, you know, he grew up in an environment with not much opportunity, but he was able to create something out of nothing. And he's not only an influence to me, but in terms of many black artists, he's a huge influence. Because he's someone that currently right now he's in the ranks of a Picasso, of a Matisse, of a Van Gogh, and he's like a modern black artist who grew up exactly like a lot of black artists grew up now. Now he's in the ranks with legends.
Yeah, he's in the pantheon. Is that crown to you? Is that the hair of the women?
Yes. Yes, that's a perfect way of stating it right there. You hit it on the head.
In one of the images, the woman has her dreads piled up high, but hanging from them like a Christmas tree ornament is a Ku Klux Klan image, like a little Ku Klux Klan doll. What is that?
That's more so of a symbolization piece in terms of like you embracing yourself can like eliminate hatred, because a lot of the environment that a lot of women grow up in America and around the world, it kind of leads them to believe that, you know, if you embrace yourself, then the hatred of, you know, black hair and, you know, seeing it in its natural state. But if you embrace it, you can kill that hatred. You can eliminate it. So that was more so of a symbolization piece in terms of that. Mm.
That's artist Watson Meir. Again, you've got to go to herenow.org to see more of his work. Watson, thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.